You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's time for another Irish Racing Podcast on this Thursday, July the 20th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at two cards today, predominantly Leopardstown this evening, of course, where they have a decent-looking seven-race card due to be run on good to firm ground, but just keep an eye out for one or two showers in the area that could have some kind of an impact on the ground there this evening. And we're also going to be taking a look at the best race of the day over in Killarney, of course, the fourth and final day of their festival. We begin, however, with the 550 at Leopardstown, which brings together one or two useful strands of form lines, most predominantly the race that was won by US Navy Flag at the Curragh the other day. And back in fourth was Battle of Jericho from the same stable. He ran okay on that particular occasion. He certainly kept on well enough to suggest that there would be races to be won with him further down the line. Dawn Delivers, who was finishing second that day, has gone on to Frank the Form subsequently. So it wasn't a bad run by this colt by Warfront. But I think he'll appreciate this better surface. And if he can run anywhere near the level that he achieved first time out when he was third behind Lethal Steps, who's won since, and of course Dawn Delivers, aforementioned, who has gone in again, then this Aidan O'Brien trained horse has got every chance of getting off the mark at the third time of asking. Obviously, he handles the track and he's drawn in stall one as well. So with his experience, you can imagine that he'd slide along up the inside and be very difficult to catch in the opener.
Race two.
On to the second race then, which is the 6:20, which is a 7 furlong contest for the 2-year-olds. Once again, the two that stand out here on their previous starts are Matty Moles Gaga and Sir Jack Thomas, who both ran similar kind of races in useful events at Leopardstown and the Curragh, respectively. We'll deal with Matty Moles Gaga first. He ran a real eye-catching race behind several subsequent winners in that race at the Dublin track back in the middle of June. He was just squeezed out as well late on when he was still in every chance of certainly finishing second or third, one would imagine. The yard continues to go okay without absolutely knocking out the ball out the park like they were several months ago. And a nice draw as well tonight for this colt by Dragon Pulse. So big chance there for Matty Moles Gaga in the second race. But I do like Sir Jack Thomas as well. That was a real good run by this colt by Fast Company first time out at home of Irish Racing. Of course, Gustav Klimt, who won that race, has gone on to win a Group 2 subsequent, as we saw last week at Newmarket. And this horse was only just in behind Aidan O'Brien's Charge as well, having shown up prominently for majority of the race. Although this horse is trained by unheralded yard, it doesn't mean to say that we should totally disregard this individual here tonight, because Burgundy Boy out of that race has also gone on to Frank the Form. So it's a little bit of a toss-up between the two, but given that Matty Moles Gaga has the experience at the track and has got the better draw than Sir Jack Thomas, I'd probably just favour him on this particular occasion.
Race number three.
On to the 6:50 then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here tonight. This one comes up at 7 furlongs. It's an apprentice contest as well, so obviously jockey bookings are going to be key here. The obvious starting point here is Corbus, who has been a model of consistency in the last several months or so. Been nothing wrong with his performance without getting his head in front, and he absolutely adores this track. Indeed, that run last time out certainly backed up his overall record here when he finished second to Elusive Time. He just runs, however, looking at him as if a drop back to 7 furlongs would bring about even more improvement for him. He just isn't quite getting home, and his career record certainly suggests that. Nicely drawn, decent pilot on board. Oshin Orr as well is also a positive. So the visored first time Corbus has every chance of finally getting his head in front at the first time of asking this season. Another one to mention here is High Altitude from the Joseph Murphy Stable Yard, now in really good order. And he's run a couple of eye-catching races, this horse, in decent maidens, most notably behind Gold Spinner and Ball to Play in a useful race at Cork. And then he also ran with a good deal of encouragement behind True Valour, who has, of course, gone on to win a decent contest subsequently. That was down in Limerick back in April. This horse has been off the track since, but I think Joseph Murphy's done the right thing here with his three on and backed off of him, because a lot of his horses at the time are basically out of nick. So off a mark of 73, this horse could be very, very dangerous against his older horses here, receiving quite a bit of weight. So those are my two against the field. A solid one and a little bit of a funky one from left field, Corbus and High Altitude.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race of the card then, the 7.25, which is a 7 furlong handicap. And you have to be really, really impressed, by the way, that Fia Kiaska won first time out for New Connections here last week. Always travelling well in the hands of Kevin Manning. This horse readily got to the front off the back of very strong fractions and Scooty Clear in the closing stages, without being overly punished either in the closing stages. I do think there's more to come from this horse. And off a handicap mark of just 79, I think this horse has got every chance of following up that particular contest. Clearly the gelding operation and the switch to from Brendan Duke's stable has worked wonders with this horse. And I do think his love affair for the slopes of Leopardstown will be very much a key factor here again this evening. I think Nothing to Lose looks the obvious danger on paper. He comes here off the back of several useful performances in decent handicaps of late, and with the yard going particularly well at the moment and with a good draw around the inside, I think Nothing to Lose is also entitled to a good deal of respect. But I'm really keen on Fiakishka, and hopefully he can duplicate that performance here last week in a very fast time, of course, it was as well. On to race number six then, the penultimate contest on the card. And connections of this bunch of fillies and mares probably can't but quite believe their eyes, really, to be honest, because this is probably one of the weakest listed races I've ever seen for the track. You've basically got horses rated in the 90s and 80s running here. So quite clearly Santa Monica, despite having to give a lot of weight away, is the one to concentrate in here from a pure class perspective. Of course, she was a winner of a Group 3 down in Cork back in June when she beat Butterflies and Glamorous Approach, the form of which has been upheld by a couple of runners in that race. And albeit she got well beaten last time out in the Pretty Polly Stakes, it was against Group 1 horses and it was over and over a mile and a quarter where she was always going to get outpaced. She looks an out-and-out stayer, and I think this track will really suit her as well, so she's definitely one to consider. Quite clearly winging it is obviously going to be another one, is a major factor in this particular contest, because she's basically been on the upgrade from the early part of the season. She also likes it here, as she proved when she stayed on from an improbable position two starts ago. A good effort in the Ulster Derby last time out behind Clongowes, of course, went into that race in really good form. Backs up the view that this horse is still very much on the upgrade. And I do think the further this horse will go, the better she'll be. I do think a lot of those helmets actually are imparted with quite a bit of stamina. So those are the two against the field. The market's got it right. Winging it's around about a 3-1 chance. Santa Monica's around about a 4-1 poke. I'll probably just go with Winging It, because I do think she's a three who are going places in what actually doesn't look a particularly strong race for the grade.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is the big race of this evening. It's the Meld Stakes, a prodigious prize for the older horses at this track. Group 3 status, and the one that stands out here on all known form is Deauville from the Aidan O'Brien stable. This horse has been plying his trade in Group 1 company when he finished third, of course, beyond Decorated Knights. Certainly suggests that he's very much a horse at home against the very best. And that run last time out, of course, in the Queen Anne duplicated that performance, or backed up that view, when he was third behind Ribchester. And Mutakayev, of course, doesn't really get much better than that, to be perfectly honest. He had some really good horses in behind him that day. And a mile one actually could turn out to be his absolute ideal distance, so he's obviously going to take quite a bit of beating. If there is to be another bet, in inverted commas, in the race without backing Deauville at the short price, that will probably become from the betting without the favourite market. And the one I would recommend here is the very consistent track specialist Brendan Bracken. Although he's not the most flashiest of individuals, he does, really act at this track particularly well. Although he's only won once in 9 starts, he's run a whole host of decent races here at this Dublin venue. And his victory here last time out came at the expense of Elusive Heights, who, of course, has gone on to endorse the form subsequently. Given that there could well be no pace in this race as well, he looks the obvious front runner. And if Colin Keane, who's riding on the crest of a wave at the moment, can get the fractions right, he's got every chance of pushing this field to the limit, and that includes the favourite. I certainly think he'd be good enough anyway, whatever happens, to withstand the other three, which include the Great Gatsby, who comes from a yard out of form. And to be fair, the horse is a little bit disappointing. Like, I could not back the Great Gatsby at 6-4 without the favourite, whereas around about the 9-4 mark, I do think Brendan Bracken is the obvious alternative to the Jolly.
And the final race.
On to the final race then. Wide open contest, round about 5-2, 3-1 the field this morning. Lord Justice heads the list following that third behind like that the other day in Ballinrobe, and of course a good run over hurdles subsequently down in Limerick. But the one I quite like, it comes out of a race which is working really well, is Theophilus from the Desmond McDonough stable. This horse ran third in a race which was won by Zeftan, of course, who's gone on to win subsequently, and indeed the second Slaney Street and seventh Jan van Eyck have also endorsed the form. The time figure was very good, and I do like the way this horse kept on in the latter stages. Got some decent place form at this track as well, as we could see with that good run behind Golden Spear towards the back end of last season. Doesn't mind the ground either way. Fairly consistent type. Round about 8-1 this morning with William Hill. I think Theophilus should hopefully round off the night with a decent level of form for us. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be taking a look at Fairy House's card on Sunday for our next duties on the podcast, which comes up on the 23rd, where we've got flat racing to consider there, beginning at 1:55. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me, and I hope you have a great day's punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.